Everybody, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm Chess, aka Chess. Who else is with me tonight?
I'm Colb.
And I'm Ben.
Ugh, unscrewing a water bottle does not have the same effect.
Terrible.
Boo. I don't have a sparkling water with me tonight, so I'm just.
It just made me sick.
Yeah. You made me sick.
Well. Yeah, I can't please everybody. So I'll go for pleasing nobody. Oh.
There you go. Might as well disappoint everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Colb.
Yeah.
Question for you.
What's that?
Is something missing from those back shelves back there? Like you got the DVDs, like a lot of stuff, right?
Yep.
Did you get robbed?
No, we just packed up a bunch of the random stuff that we don't use. So we just cleaned out our basement a little bit. No, it's nice.
Are you moving?
No, not soon.
And you weren't robbed?
Correct.
Okay.
When there's just junk piled on shelves, why would you keep it there?
It just looks so much fuller.
Less full. Oh, you say it looks
when it was full.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. But. When it's random stuff that you don't want to look at, no thanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember
we're trying to downsize,
and I don't know what it was, so I miss it already.
It was like a Keurig, and like blankets.
You had a Keurig down there?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Neither me or my wife drink coffee, but there was a Keurig.
I know, that's why I'm laughing.
That's funny.
That's why it was in your guest basement area,
right? Yeah.
Yep.
So,
which fun fact? If you ever break into Colb's house, there's actually like two basement levels. I love it. It's like this. It's like a triple split ranch home. It was interesting because I went into your house, Colb, and I went downstairs, or what I thought was downstairs, but it actually just leads outside. And I was like, "Where do you record?" And you're like, "Oh, it's down there." And was another set of stairs.
What?
I didn't know stairs could do that.
To the untrained eye, my house looks like it is. 4 stories tall.
Amazing.
But really, it's only 2.
And to the trained eye.
Yeah.
It's only two.
It's a ranch with a basement.
It's like a split ranch.
Yeah. I don't know why they designed it this way, but they did to trick people into paying more than they should.
Mm. You know what? I actually believe that. I really would believe that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you fall for it?
Got him.
You didn't.
Hook, line, didn't. And sinker.
Got them, Colb.
Come on, Colb. I had faith in you.
Yep.
Shout out to Colb's children. I probably have mentioned this on podcast, but I'm going to mention it again. I don't even care. They are heavy sleepers. Heavy sleepers. Because when I was leaving their home, I had to drive to Chicago to catch my flight. And I went to use the facilities, which I went upstairs. All the kids' bedrooms were open. I was like, Colb, I'm going to wake them up. And he's like, no, you won't. Like, shouted up there. And sure enough, used the bathroom. And light, I had to turn the light on. There was a crack of light under the door. And when I opened the door and turned it off, like, nobody woke up. Impressive.
Nope. We did talk about this. And I said, I am blessed with kids who are heavy sleepers. And we said, my toilet's not quiet either. It's a loud toilet.
It is not quiet. It was embarrassing. I didn't want your wife to know I was using the toilet.
You guys, there was an episode of our podcast where you heard the toilet flush, and I'm in the basement. That's how loud that thing is.
We did. This was like way back. And we were like, what is that?
An airplane?
Yeah.
And that's 2 levels above you.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. I guess two levels for sure. Yep.
That's crazy. So yeah. The people in the basement that were robbing you heard me flush the toilet that time.
Correct.
Dang. That's embarrassing.
Colb, have I been to this house?
You have not.
Oh.
That's awkward.
We'll have to change that tonight.
I'm sure it's just a quick drive. Oh, you can go across the lake.
Yep. Hey. Taking the ferry, boys.
Take the ferry.
Taking the ferry.
That is a goal of mine. I will visit Ben, and I will take the ferry and go to Dubuque, Iowa.
Me too.
With me. You'll go with me.
Yep.
There you go.
No, I'll be coming back whenever you're
we'll
going.
We'll cross. Through. Hey, yeah. Your house was awesome, Ben.
Thanks, Just.
I don't know why we're yelling. We're on the same ferry. Yeah.
Going opposite directions.
What's happening? How is this possible?
Oh, gotta love our shenanigans.
Oh.
It's a weird ferry.
Ben, how close are you to the UP?
That's all the way across the ocean.
Four-ish hours? 3-4 hours?
Oh, so a good ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yippers. Yeah, Emily and I were just looking. One of our Christmas presents was from her sister, my sister-in-law, if you will.
Oh,
a little like a little gift, like getaway for a weekend. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like a well-designed like thing with cash folded up and like well, free babysitting, whatever. So, anyways, we were looking at locations, and I have not been up there before. I think Emily has, but yeah, it was like 3 or 4 hours. I'm like, this just shows how not big travelers we are. That's too far. So we're like looking for somewhere between like an hour, 2 hours.
Grand Rapids. You're going to Grand Rapids.
Yeah. But no.
I will go 45 minutes down the street.
Yep. Yep. But yeah. So there's that answer for you, Colb.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You know what? Because I wanted to drive to the UP and then take the ferry straight down. You know, the north-south ferry that they have?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, to get to your house. Yeah. That one's like a two-day ferry all the way down Lake Michigan.
It's kind of more like a sled. You just kind of, like, it's downhill.
It only goes one way. It only goes down. Then they haul it back up the on land.
Yeah. It's on a rope and they just pull it back after...
You gotta take a ski lift on the land side to get to the get to the top.
Yeah.
Yay! Everybody do it again. Yay!
We are in rare form tonight. Ben, you were gonna actually say something. What were you gonna
say? I was, but after all that laughter, I don't think I want to bring us down. So
Oh no.
It was the Office episode we watched tonight. It's like so heartbreaking. It's when Jim just rips Pam for not recording the recital. And it's
rough.
You know how there's like emotional scenes, but it's great and powerful? This was like I was so sad. Like so sad. I was like, oh gosh, I forgot about this.
that was great.
I usually don't like Pam. Like as the seasons go on, I don't like her as much. But that scene, I was like, oh, that's rough for her. And Jim is is totally in the wrong in that one.
Oh, very.
Yep.
Agreed. It's actually my mom's, who's an avid Office fan, if I need to remind y'all. Huge Office fan. That's one of her least favorite things about the later episodes, because she's in it for the Jim and Pam romance, and they get in rocky fields there in the later seasons, and she hates it. She's like, it's not good. Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of these later ones are actually still really good. This is only my second time all the way through. And so I was like, I wonder how much I do like the show after Michael's gone. And I actually do like a lot of it. However, season 9, there's been multiple episodes that were rough. like just mm-hmm. just painful moments, some really bad Andy moments.
Oh, Andy gets some terrible.
Yeah.
He does. And he was really good. It's funny. I was just talking to somebody like while he was the boss, I actually really liked him and the show. As soon as he stopped and everything he does after is just really bad. Just makes some really bad Aaron decisions and
oh man, yes.
Yeah,
so he's many bad.
A big turd and annoying. but yeah. But there's still some really good moments even within that. So I still will probably when I rewatch the show, I'll probably still rewatch the whole thing. I'm one of those guys.
I applaud your commitment. That's also very like on par for you, I would say. I wouldn't expect less.
Is that a me thing?
Yeah, you're just you're a committed guy. I think you would have to flat out hate it. So good example, Mega Bloks. You're like, it's not my thing. You don't flat out hate the second season, but you've committed to like, I love the first season. Second season, I actually disliked it. Like you have said you didn't like it. So if you hated all the season of like season 9, I'd be like, yeah, makes sense. But there's enough redemption there that you're that type of guy. You're like, nah, I'm gonna stick with it. Cole would watch it all the way through no matter what, even if he hated it.
That's high praise. I don't know if it's true. I hate
if you love season 10 and you hated season 9, I think you would still watch season 9. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, well, let's just put the cards out there. When you rewatch Office, how much do you rewatch?
Yeah.
How much
Office, you watch? I watched the whole thing, all the way through.
Told okay. you. There you and go. He hates every minute of it. No. What I'm saying is if there's a slog. So point of fact for Colb, you watch all the filler in Bleach.
I did.
That's you see what I'm saying? Like there's a slog in the middle of it, but you're saying like, I'm going to go it. Through it.
I didn't skip you it. Don't I, skip I, it. No, you're right. Good point. But if there's a clean break and the ending is terrible, I won't finish that ending.
Sure.
So like but Seven you, Deadly Sins, the show, seasons 1 through 3, amazing. Seasons 4 and 5, terrible. I will never watch 4 and 5 again, but I'm going to watch 1 through 3 again. But I'm going to stop at 3.
A slog in the middle you'll go through, but you'll not do a bad ending.
Correct.
Like I'm scared to ask. I'm scared to ask what y'all would say I would do.
Here's what I know you would what do. I would do. You would stop, go on to your 16 other shows that you have in your queue, and then you'll watch a few of those. And then you won't finish the one you go to. You'll stop because you get burnt out, and then you'll go on to the next show, and you'll watch that until you get burnt out. And then you'll do that at least 2 more times, and then you'll go back to that original show.
I really want to rebuttal that, but it's like 100% spot on.
Yeah, I think he nailed it.
That holds true for books. Like, I don't play as many video games anymore, so I can't count video games, but like shows and books. Oh my gosh. Colb, you've just like nailed my my methods to a T. Oh my gosh. That was some introspective
Thank you.
That's some insight right there. That's
so good.
That was good. That was better than what I would have said about myself. So very accurate. Well, now you know a lot more. Man, this got deep, folks. Thanks for bringing us here, Ben. This was a good learning moment. Yeah. It's a good learning experience for us.
Yeah. I'm glad you said something.
Yeah. We need that stuff. We need the real stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of the real stuff.
Oh.
Hey.
Blue Lock, everybody. Blue Lock got real these episodes because we were excited for this match, which really, it's great. This is pretty classic Blue Lock. We had a match that went over a bunch of episodes. And this one really is one match that encompasses, I guess, 1.5 of an episode. But right? It makes it into the second episode. I guess the analyzation happens in the second episode. Does it end in the first episode or happen in the end in the second episode that we watched?
Sorry, what are you talking about?
It ends in the second episode. The match?
Good. Okay. See, I second guess myself. It does. It ends in the second episode. So we watched two episodes, but really it's going to kind of flow as one episode, as my stupid brain has just illustrated.
One game.
It's one game, and then we watch the ending and the analyzation at the end of the second episode that we watched of the game. We got to see some of Ego and his assistant. That was fun. It's always good to get a little outside perspective. Not necessarily those specific characters, but it's good to see the outside world every so often, I think, in this show. Bring some perspective back of what we're doing. Yeah, so we had some words that we said last week. And I remember Ben's take in particular was there was some shots of them walking out. And there was this feeling of like, ooh, I want them to win. But I know because of how they're portraying them that they're going to lose. Like from the show, like a art show anime perspective. It's that feeling you get of like, oh, strong start. You're probably going to lose. I'm just going to say it. Spoiler. Yeah, they did lose. I know the red team made up of Chigiri and Kunigame and Ryo did end up losing. However, it went to I actually forgot that the mechanics of the game they were in is whoever gets to five first. I was like, I just thought it was time. And then they get to four and three. And they're like, and Nagi's like, if they get one more point, they win. I was like, oh, shoot. That's right. I totally forgot. Oh. So they had to get to 5 points, first one to five. So they do take it 4-4. And then our main character team does win. But some very interesting twists on how the win came about, I will say.
Yeah.
So I see Ben. He has a skeptical face, which means I don't know how I feel about this. And the feelings I do have are not positive in all respects. What did y'all think of the win?
Where do we start? Wow, I have a million thoughts on these episodes. I will say one thing, you praised one of my predictions, but I want to call out the part that I did not have right. So I thought Ryo was going to have a big, was going to be a big reason why they lost, actually. Mm-hmm. It seemed like they were prepping us for that. That was not the case. I would say at all.
Nope. He did played, a good job.
He played well. Their whole team played well. It's just,
I would say instead of focusing on the negative, like it was, they did not win. Our main character team did not win because of a negative play on the other team. Right. They won, according to the show, by positive play on their perspective. So there is a difference, and I actually would prefer the way that this happened, not necessarily what happened, but I do prefer when a team wins because of their own merit rather than just like, oh, the other team stunk. I think that's a more satisfying victory as a whole. Now, whether you like this particular match, that's different, but that is my preferred method. Like the team that wins winning because they did well is a better match in my opinion, so... I did think about that when I was watching it because that was a prediction that I liked was like, I think this could be a real factor and I was watching for it. So I did take note of that. And I appreciate you bringing that up. Kolb, what I can't remember if you had any specific predictions, but what was your feelings throughout as the match progressed?
I think I said, logically, I think our main character team is going to win. I didn't want them to win. I wanted the other team to win, but yeah. I don't remember specifics either. I didn't write them down what I said. Yeah, not that I didn't like these episodes, but man, our main character, he is becoming so unlikable to me. And these two episodes really helped that out. So maybe we'll talk about it, but I was just, I don't know if it's because I was rooting for the red team, Kunigami, Chigiri team. But man, everything that during the game, I'm like, Isagi, you kind of suck, man. I hate you.
Yeah.
Like, so to the point where I was like, okay, Chess, I understand why you kind of like Nagi now. Nagi, in my opinion, is by, you know, comparison, he's going up in my rankings because he's like, he stays positive, but in a, or confident, I should say, but in a positive way. Isagi's way is just kind of like, man, the way he treats the king, his own teammate, is rough. It's just, it's like the bonds that he had with his other teammates is just gone. And I, for the one game with our last guy, Naruhaya, it was okay because Naruhaya was kind of a jerk. He was like, I'm going to take you down. Ah, ha, ha. You know, I'm going to win this. And, you know, was, so you're like, okay, it's okay if he loses and gets kicked out because he's kind of a jerk. But our other two guys weren't. They were just trying to play hard. And yeah, Isagi, no, I did not like these episodes with him.
Yeah. Ben, you were agreeing. You have anything to contribute?
Yeah, do I? Wholeheartedly.
And that's all the time we have for today.
Strong feelings. Let's go, Ben.
Yeah. Somebody said 11:40. So, man, there's a lot in here. One, yeah, Isagi's character is just the worst. I'm actually viewing him as like a villain now. And I'm just looking for ways for him to lose. Like,
is he turning into like an Aaron for you?
Ooh, that's good.
What an interesting comparison.
Yeah, that would be. That's good. Attack on Titan for you listeners. Unless that was an Aaron Fullen reference. yeah. So I actually want to bring out the Isagi thing because I. Really agree with that. And it's so the icing on the cake in a bad way was when at the very end of the match Isagi makes another plan Isagi makes another plan and Nagi says, should we bring the king into this? And I was like, way to go, Nagi. And yes, this might be a cool moment where the three of them get together for the plan. And Isagi's like, no. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, and to me, this wasn't Isagi being like strategic and him thinking, no, this is the way we get King back. No, he was, no, we don't need him. We're going to win without him. Isagi wasn't like prepping the king for something, in my opinion. It was just him saying, we can win this without him.
Oh, I agree.
And Nagi's like, let's bring him in. Like, yes. So two things, two quick things here. One, yeah, Isagi plummeting, Nagi going up, and the show's ceiling goes a little bit down for me because it's hitting the individual side so hard. And like, of course, I'm going to compare it to Haikyuu. Like the team aspect is amazing and we're really losing that here. And it's almost like the show is promoting the lack of team aspect, because even when King finally awakened, it wasn't him becoming a team player. It was just him taking over the game. So it's just like, okay, cool.
Yeah. It's this weird dynamic where you're like, okay, the King is that embodiment of I'm a player by myself. And they're showing like, he can't do it by himself. He's an amazing player, but he's getting stopped. So he needs a team. But then they like overcome their boundaries and they still all play selfishly and then they win.
Yes.
So you're like, wait a minute. What are they trying to teach us here as an audience? Like just be the best and that's it. Who cares about your teammates? Chess, what do you think, man? You're quiet over there.
Yeah. So I'm going to play devil's advocate. Not because I'm an Isagi fan. I would say I don't hate him. I think what happened made sense with the people on the field. So him and Nagi have really good chemistry. And up until the end of the first episode, somewhere thereabouts, just wanted to say thereabouts. What an old antiquated phrase. He does try. He tries his darndest. And yes, I understand what you're saying. The viciousness, the individualism that comes out of him saying, you know, it's this like beast motif they've got going on. I've got to devour the another player, all that fun stuff. And so they took it a different way. I had this when he started, when he, his eyes lit up, my brain said, oh, this makes sense. Barrow, who I dislike, quite a bit, on the field. He only respects might. For Barrow, might is right. He's the king. And so my brain went to a, like, to beat the king, you have to become the king sort of thing. I didn't love the way that he thought it through. I was thinking, I would have loved this, for example, if he had, even if he had, like, taken the ball away from the king in a, like, you're not as good as you think. But he did what his skill entails, which is using people to be maneuvered on the field. And he had this moment where he realized, I can't rely on Barrow to make any decision that is unselfish. And so what he did was, okay, what I can rely on him to do, what's the flip there? Make the selfish decision. And so, like, I thought that one of the most clever moments was when he predicted they're going to two-man team him, and he stole Rio's steal, basically. He got the ball away from Barrow, and he is in that blind spot. And they're like, what the heck? And I was like, yes, that prediction level is what brings him into the equation. That's the only thing he's got going for him, is his level to read the field. So I would say, yes, the aggression that they hammer in, some of the individual aspects and the devouring. But then I do want to bring out one thing, is at the end, what are they doing? Him and Nagi are involving Barrow in the celebration. They're not walking off the field. Like, he kind of goes back to a similar, like, again, the intensity of the game is over, and he goes back to, he apologizes. He said it was uncalled for. And so I would say he's still there as a person. Again, I don't think he's either any of our favorite people, but in the moment he said, I've got to win. If we don't win, it's literally we're done. And so he said, this is the only way we win. And him and Nagi, perfect chemistry, perfect team play. He's willing to pass. He's willing to give the ball to Nagi. Nagi's willing to give it back to him even. Never going to happen. And so they used him. The Barrow thing, I'm still on the fence on if I liked it or not. I understand it. I think it's a little more complex than just, oh, he learned how to do it on his own. Because the only way it worked is it was at the end of the game. This is the only way I justify it working. At the end of the game, everyone is on edge because they're like, what are they going to do? Are they going to pass? Is it going to use them against them? And so they're second guessing themselves. They're in their own heads. And so when he starts doing these chop cuts, they're surprised, basically. And it's the ninth hour. So he gets away with it. If he led with that on the field, I think he could get shut down. So I'm curious, in the next game, that can't happen again. You know what I'm saying? So my questions are more of like, okay, you had this, you know, almost lucky break that you won. You're all skilled and you all did really well, but there's a lot that could go into play for the next one. So I will play the devil's advocate there and say I was okay with the win.
You know, I don't mind his skill. I don't mind that he's a strategist. I don't like his personality. That's what I don't like.
That's fine.
I don't like that. Like, if they were to do the whole, like you said, Barrow respects the power. He respects the might. If it was just his actions on the field that made Barrow want to naturally pass to him or like looks in his eyes or something, but no, he's calling him a donkey. He's putting him down. He's saying, hey, pass me the ball. I'm the man now. Like, it's so arrogant. Isagi's new persona on the field, and I don't like it. If it was just confidence with his actions, that would be a different story. Maybe I wouldn't care so much. But the words that he says, like you said, Ben, no, let's not bring him in. dethroned king is worthless. Like whatever he said there, I'm like, yeah. Oh my goodness, that's so rough. Like,
yep.
And Barrow's not like the most sympathetic character. You don't have to treat him with kid gloves. No, but
he's not.
But still, that's so unappealing to me as an audience member. I don't want my main character to be this arrogant jerk.
Yep.
Yep.
Now,
amen.
All that to say, they did win.
They did.
And this stupid show left us on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I was.
Can you believe that?
Of course. Who watched ahead?
I can't. I did not watch ahead. I'm saving that tidbit because I really want to know who it is. Yeah, shut up.
I was really tempted. I'm usually not tempted, but I was like,
I want to know. I want to know so bad. But they go to the last second. However, not the second episode. The first episode's additional time, though. Did you watch that?
Yes.
Of course not.
Oh, Ben.
Of course he's.
I almost don't want to talk about it.
Oh, just do it. It's fine.
No, this was the best one. They showed another team up.
They're not going to bring
another team of three. But it was still fun to see.
It was still fun.
We saw some of our old team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh. So Eyebrows' brother is present, and it's Bakugo and Gin, the lanky, tall, like long hair, ponytail, jumping and
headbutting guy.
They form a team of three. Yeah.
Okay.
So they have this. It's all a goofy scene, but it's like Eyebrows' bro is doing his faces, and then he talks basically, and he actually is really nice. He gives like this really good like analyzation of the two of them skills. He's like, I think we should team up, and it's like super intense, but it's super nice. It's kind of like not Smiley. What's Smiley's twin brother in Tokyo Revengers? How he's always angry. Angry. It's just angry. How he's always angry, but it's super nice things that he's yelling at you.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that. And you're just like, oh, that was actually pretty kind. And they team up. And it was just fun seeing old faces.
Yeah, it was really funny that Bakugo, the first thing he says is like, I can't believe it took me so long to pass that stupid test. Like, like we've been waiting for this.
Like, we're the only two people left. So it was funny. It was clever. Yeah. No, okay. So obviously the big question in the room, we asked it last time, but
yeah,
who are they going to pick?
I'll go first. Whoever Isagi wants is what they're going to pick. He's like the top dog now in an annoying way. So they're just going to choose whoever he wants. And I'm pretty sure he wanted Shigeru, right? That's the character he said.
Initially he did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If he stay, I'm assuming he's going to stay with that character, with that choice. I mean, so they're just going to pick whoever he wants, and that's probably going to be Chiguri. My original thought of like, ooh, maybe he'll pick Reo so that Kunigami and Chiguri could still team up and stuff. I don't think he cares about losers at all anymore.
Oh,
he just wants to go straight to the top. So whoever he doesn't pick, I think he's just saying, screw you guys. I don't care. That's Isagi's character now to me, and I hate him.
It's not his whole character. What's his goal? Besides winning, obviously, everybody's goal is
to beat the number one team right now.
No, his goal is to get his teammate back.
By beating the number one team.
Well, yes, he has to beat the number one team. But that's his motivation. It's not to win and destroy everyone. It's, I have to win to get him back. And that's his goal. I'm just saying, that is his goal.
That's a good point. You're stepping on a lot of other teammates to get that one teammate.
And it showed the clip of them walking away to highlight that. I'm just saying, just leaving it, dropping it there.
Yeah.
You just don't like the way he's doing it. I get that. But I am saying he's not completely focused completely on destroying.
Yeah. And Aaron destroyed the whole world to save his 12 friends. So like, come on.
Great comparison. Again, I'm going to wash my hands and leave it there. Ben, who do you think he's going to take?
I'm going to stick with my prediction from before with Chiguri. I think he makes the most sense to further their team's success, but to see more Kunigami, I hope it's him.
I also think it's Chiguri. However, and that's my favorite character of the three of them. I hope it's not, because I would really love to see the show surprise me. And if it's the second place, I really hope it's Kunigami. It's a close call, but they do have Baru, who's a body character, and Kunigami's also a body character. So I think it's going to be Chiguri. I hope it's not, just for the sake of the surprise twist. I will go out on a limb and say it's definitely not Rio. So if I'm wrong on that, I'll own it. But that's going to be my guess.
Oh, I got to take something back here. I'm thinking of this all wrong. For sure, Chiguri is my prediction. But I want them to take Rio, because I don't want characters I love being on Isagi's team.
You reverse your stance.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So I'm going to reverse the desired pick, but I'm going to keep the prediction.
Okay. Well, hopefully, you know, right off the bat, we know, like, in the first 5 seconds of the next episode, because if they drag it out, I will punch something.
We should watch it right now.
Right now on on air. We should watch it.
All of a sudden we're like 7 minutes in. I mean,
I see, like, eyes looking down, and I'm like,
pulling up Crunchyroll right now.
I mean, I might mute my microphone for a second.
Okay, so it's Dancing Boy.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Right. Because we just watched 17 and 18. Should we do it?
Are you guys really doing it?
I'm. My thumb is about to push the button.
I mean,
Jess, you're the host. How do you want to edit this if we do this?
I can just shorten the silence time. At 36 seconds and 30 seconds, I will shorten the silence time. Okay, everyone give a thumbs up when you've watched it, okay?
Okay.
Whoa. Are you guys watching it? How far did you watch?
Just the reveal.
I watched them slightly after that. So I won't say anything.
Yeah, I just watched to them saying his name.
What name did they say, Ben?
Chiguri.
They take Chiguri.
And
they,
it was exactly...
The plot reason.
Yeah. Well, yeah, why he fits, and, like, Colb's point, it's going to be who Isagi... So, of course, it goes through the good reasonings for each of them, and then Isagi starts talking. It's like, okay, yeah, it's just going to be Chiguri, whoever he says. So, I'm starting to think... Because, Chess, you just recently made a point about him trying to get, was it Bachira back or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's really it. I mean, even the way it just focuses in on these three, he just wants to, which I don't think is bad motivation, but he just wants to beat these guys. He's just so desperate to beat these guys. I think it's just a benefit that he gets, quote, gets his guy back. But to be fair, I don't even know if he would pick him at this point. He's a loose cannon on who he's going to pick. I wouldn't be surprised if he picks the head ding dong guy on that team. Like, it's
the head ding dong guy.
You know what I mean? He seems like he's really lost his way, even in that 10 seconds.
Yeah. If anything, it just seems like he's wanting to devour all these different skills. So if he does pick Bachira, he's like, I just want to take your dribbling skills, man. I don't care about you. That's the way I get he's leaning more towards.
You know, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think at this point, I'm curious to see what happens. I am curious to see what happens. Again, I was playing devil's advocate before. I think there's some plot sense to what happened in the game. I'm not an Isagi fan in the main arena. He's not my favorite character. I was glad she picked in one sense because I love his character, so I want to see more of him. But I was hoping for a plot twist. So, yeah. I guess we got to watch and find out from the rest of the episode next week. Because I've still got some,
right
some
now?
Thoughts. I want to... We'll be back in 25 minutes, folks.
Hold on, speaking of, have we ever done a live watch yet? Didn't we want to do that during our...
We've never done a live watch.
I thought we wanted to do that with our guys' trip to Ohio. Were we gonna planning on right. doing that?
Yeah, we were gonna watch something and then record immediately after. But we've never done
like, watching it and doing a live thing.
Right. We've never done a group watch, which would be very possible if we just all pulled it up at the same time and watched and just kind of talked our thoughts through in a way, as long as the mics couldn't pick up things. We'll have to put that on the back burner. That'd be a fun thing to do.
That sounds fun.
Some logistics to figure out, but I think it'd be fun to do that. But in the meantime, we'll be back next week with a normal episode. So stick around, watch the show with us, or don't. It's okay. And Ben and Colb, now we can finish up that episode off air. I won't do that tonight, but y'all are more than welcome to.
Nope.
But in the meantime, we will be back next week with it's not our final thoughts. We got many more episodes. What am I talking about? That was like 17. That was like 18. There's like 24 episodes. So not our final thoughts.
Got six episodes.
Jess is crazy tonight. Yep. So we'll watch two more episodes and we'll chat about them here on Three Dads Talking About Anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys love anime?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those three guys start having kids?
Children, dads. And so
become fathers
and each have kids. Separately. Went on the
each didn't play
separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.